Hey people, are you in the market for an American Pilot watch? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. Kingsley 1945 Watches are styled, designed, and hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island by the Kingsley Watch Company. To order your Kingsley 1945 watch, please first go to the official Kingsley 1945 website at www.kingsley1945.com. Once you've decided what you want, please email me with your order at amitdevhonda@gmail.com, as I am a distributor for Kingsley 1945 Watches. Email me with your first order for the purchase of a Kingsley 1945 watch and get a complimentary gift with purchase till the end of November of 2015. Okay, on with the show. Today I talk about my thoughts on the new Tudor Black Bay Black, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. I wanted to talk to you today about the Tudor Black Bay Black. This watch was introduced on October 15, 2015. This was Tudor's answers to the public's demand for the Tudor Black Bay 1. The Tudor Black Bay 1 was a watch that they introduced a few months back. They made a one-off piece. It was a reproduction of a piece that they made in 1954. This was auctioned off to benefit only Auction Watch, and only one was created, and the demand to this and the reaction to this was so incredible that Tudor decided to make a production piece. And when it was unveiled on October 15th, it was absolutely a shock to the world because no one really expected it. You know, Tudor is owned by Rolex and manufactured by Rolex. And, you know, to have a piece like this, it would kind of be competing, but not really, with their older brother, if you will, the Rolex Submariner. The Rolex Submariner, of course, being the most iconic, important diver's watch in history. And Tudor's known to be a value. I mean, you know, Tudors are like a third of the price of a Rolex. A Rolex Submariner without a date is $7,585.50 with a date. So, you know, to make a watch with a black bezel, black dial, oyster type bracelet, more or less have the looks of the Submariner was, you know, it was one of those things that I don't think any of us ever expected, but Tudor really listened to their fans. They operate completely differently from Rolex. They take risks in ways that Rolex don't take risks. They're just very different companies. Tudor's, you know, in my mind, Tudor's doing a lot of cool and innovative stuff that Rolex isn't, but Rolex, of course, is the mothership. It's the brand that most people respect. They're the international benchmark of success. That being said, there's definitely room for both. Tudor definitely, I think, owns, dominates, and influences the $3,000 to $5,000 price point. They make an amazingly quality product, an iconic looking product, a solid product, a well designed and well thought out product. And I have to tell you, I have a Tudor Black Bay Red with a red crimson bezel. The Tudor Black Bay Black, which was influenced by the Tudor Black Bay 1 for only auction, is slightly different from the one-of-a-kind only auction piece. The one with the only auction piece had these basically, like, they didn't have the end links attached to the case. There was sort of like a final link or a tube on either side, and I was just told that if you want it to look like that, you can definitely buy the bracelet that fits on the Tudor Ranger, which will fit the Tudor Black Bay Black. But the Tudor Black Bay Black is the same price as the regular Tudor Black Bays, $3,425 on a stainless steel oyster type bracelet, $3,100 on a black distress strap, and both versions come with a black NATO hand-woven strap, nylon strap, which is absolutely incredible. It's well made. When I first saw it, pictures of it years ago, the strap, I thought it was very cheap looking, but after owning the Tudor Black Bay Red, it's a very utilitarian strap. The hardware on it is very nice. It's brushed, you know, beveled edges on the buckle. It's just a beautiful, beautiful, you know, construction. And I don't think you could get a better watch for the money. The Tudor Black Bay Black is definitely as iconic as a Rolex Submariner. It pays homage, again, to the originals. It has the big crown, which is a detail on vintage Submariners that are not on regular Submariners today. So from that point, if you look at a Submariner, they have crown guards. The earliest models did not have crown guards, and I like the fact that Tudor on the Black Bays have stuck with not having crown guards. So they're distinct from a Submariner from that standpoint. It has a really nice black bezel. It's an aluminum bezel. The crown and tube are aluminum. And the bezel is just an amazing bezel. I mean, it's jet black, it's matte black. The dial is this very nice sort of chocolate brown with gilt writing. The arrow at the 12 o'clock on the bezel is red, which again is a characteristic of a vintage Tudor Submariner or Submariner from that time period from the 50s. I think this is really a piece to own for the future, a collectible piece. I'm being told that this is only being produced for 1 year. So it's not gonna, it's a production piece for a year only. Those of you out there who are looking for an iconic watch that will transcend the test of time, I highly recommend that you contact me if you want to purchase this piece at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. I'm in love with it. I mean, I can't tell you enough good things about it. It's just, it fills that need for a Rolex Submariner tool watch. It really does, but on a different day and in a different way. I feel like the bracelet, you know, a lot of people who buy the Tudor Black Bay usually buy, you know, the Tudor Black Bay Red on the brown distressed leather strap for $3,100. But honestly, the bracelet doesn't get enough respect because it's built even better than an older Oyster bracelet even from 10 years ago that wasn't solid. The construction of the clasp and bracelet and folding part is absolutely solid. It's really comfortable. It's really easy to, if you want to move the bracelet adjustment. It has holes like a traditional Oyster bracelet from back in the day. It doesn't have an extension clasp, which you know, for a diver's watch, a lot of people hem and haw that it should. But if you want that, you know, to me, I really wouldn't. I mean, as much as you can dive with this watch, it is a diver's watch because it's at least 200 meters water resistant. At the same time, I wouldn't. You know, this is not a watch that, and let's face it, any person is not going to go more than, you know, 50 meters probably or 60 meters who dives. Really professional divers would probably end up using the Pelagos. You know, the Pelagos is extremely water resistant and has that diver's clasp, that, you know, adjustment clasp, the extension link. But this watch certainly can be used for that purpose, but I wouldn't. It's for that person who wants that utilitarian vintage tool diver's watch and wants to wear it with a suit, wants to wear it with jeans, wants to wear it in any situation, have a modern day vintage tool watch. That's the best way I can represent this. The case is flawless. It's 41 millimeters. It's a good thickness to it. The size is really good at 41 millimeters. It's comfortable. It's understated. You know, you can see it has applied indices that are round, as well as the arrow at the 12, the upside down triangle at the 12. All those elements are applied. There's gold piping or gold plated piping around the indices as well as the hands. And it's just really easy to read. It's really comfortable and easy to read. Whether you have it on the strap, whether you have it on the bracelet, I guarantee you're going to love and you're going to enjoy it. And, you know, for those of you out there who, you know, doubted Tudor or who said it's a cheap knockoff of a Rolex, I really urge you to take a second look, and especially at the Tudor Black Bay Black. You may not like the Tudor Black Bay Red. You may not like the Tudor Black Bay Midnight Blue, but the black is certainly a piece that you will want to own for your collection for many, many years to come. And it, I'm sure, it looks amazing on other NATO straps as well, not just the one that it comes with. Although the one that it comes with has the best hardware and is really made well for it. You know, even John Mayer, who's a massive watch collector, who I've referenced many times on my blog, and I've done podcasts before about John Mayer and about how he's a huge watch collector and loves Rolex especially. He did a huge review. He actually guest blogs on the very popular blog Hodinkee, and he did a full review of this watch. And he had some amazing things to say about it. I will definitely put the link to that article so you can read it. But he loves it. He wears it. You know, I don't think for the money you could get a better watch out there. You know, the watch will definitely hold its value. It will withstand the test of time. It has versatility. I like the fact that on the Tudor Black Bays, they don't put the date. I mean, I can't emphasize that enough. It's really as historically accurate as you can get for, I think, for a watch in this price range. It's very underpriced for what it is. I mean, they could charge $5,000 and it would still be underpriced, you know, in my opinion. You know, and a lot of people say, yeah, well, it's not an in-house movement, but, you know, they've proven already that this year they came out, Tudor came out with their own in-house movement. And even if they did, it would only be a couple hundred bucks more. So the fact is Tudor's really, really taken the bull by the horns. They've identified themselves distinctively from Rolex. Obviously, they've have a major influence from Rolex as they are part of the same company, but they do stand alone. And, you know, I have nothing but good things to say about them. The presentation, the exclusivity, you know, you'll certainly be wearing something completely different from a Rolex Submariner. They may look very similar when you look at them from afar, sure, but when you get down to the basics and to the nitty-gritty, in my opinion, even if I was given a Submariner and I was given a Tudor Black Bay Black, I would have to say the Tudor Black Bay Black because it has more character. It's warmer, it's richer, it's more historically accurate, and yet it still has all the modern day elements of a sophisticated diver's watch. It's solid, it's well made. So that being said, if you have any questions, you can email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. You can always check out my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Kingsley 1945 Watches. If you want an American pilot watch, definitely check out www.kingsley1945.com. You can place your order with me as I am a distributor for Kingsley 1945 watches. And now till the end of November 2015, order your first Kingsley 1945 watch and get a complimentary gift with purchase. I'd also like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, definitely check out my Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are at AmitDevHonda. Don't forget to like my Facebook watch page. It's packed with information about the latest watch news. And if you like this podcast, don't forget to follow it. Your support is everything to me. So if you go to adh.podbean.com, please click the follow button below. Every bit helps, and I can't thank you enough for supporting my podcast. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's a one-and-done process. I'll put the link down below. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.